The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tav Samach Vov. Gemara, Menachos Tav Samach Vov, quotes a statement talking about the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. We know there's a mitzvah to count the days between Pesach and Shavuos. The Gemara says, "Amar Abaye, mitzvah lemimni yomi, or mitzvah lemimni shavui." There's a mitzvah to count the days, and there's a mitzvah to count the weeks. And we know that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is 49 days, which is exactly 7 weeks. So the Torah says that there is a mitzvah to count all the days from the first day of Sfiras HaOmer to the last day, 49 days, and there's also a mitzvah to count the weeks. And there's 7 weeks, the mitzvah to count the 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos. And the Gemara says that Me'ikar Adin, Abayi says, the mitzvah is to count the days and the weeks. However, the Gemara says that Ameimar, Moni Yoimi V'loi Moni Shvui, Ameimar counted the days, and he left out the weeks, he didn't count the weeks. Omar, Zecher L'Mikdash Hu, because he said it's a Zecher L'Mikdash. And the Rishonim learn that Bizman Hazeh, where we don't have the carbon Omer, there is no mitzvah in HaTorah to count the Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer means you're counting from the day, second day of Pesach, when the carbon Omer is brought. Since there's no carbon Omer, b'zman hazeh, so the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is not min haTorah, it's only midi rabbanon, and it's zecher l'mikdash. And Ameimar therefore held that since it's only zecher l'mikdash, there is no need to count the days and the weeks. And therefore we could be mekel, we could only count the days. L'maisa, even though the halacha is that Ameimar is correct that according to most Rishonim, the mitzvah to count Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh is only dirabbanan. Nevertheless, the Paiskim, the Rishonim paskin that really we do not paskin like Ameimar, and therefore we count the days and we count the weeks. What does it mean that there's a mitzvah to count the days and count the weeks? So there's actually a machlokes Rishonim, a number of different opinions in the Rishonim, exactly what this means. What does this mean? What exactly is the mitzvah? What exactly is the mitzvah to count the days? And what exactly is the mitzvah to count the weeks? So the Baal HaMor at the end of Psachim and the Ran over there both explain that the mitzvah to count, mitzvah l'min l'yomi, means to count the days, every day. There's 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos. So each night, you count whatever you count, starting from day 1, day 2, day 3, up until day 49. That is the mitzvah l'mimni yomi. Aside from the mitzvah l'mimni yomi, there's a mitzvah l'mimni shavui. That is a mitzvah to count the weeks. Now, the Baal HaMor and the Ran both say that the only time there's a mitzvah to count the weeks is when there is a week. So there are only 7 times throughout the 49 days of Sfira where there is a mitzvah to count the weeks. And that is, at the end, the conclusion of each week, there is a mitzvah to say, that now you have a complete week. So that's only 7 times because there are only 7 weeks. So according to the Baal HaMor, this that we do, our minig is that when we count Sfira, we count first however many days there are in the Sfira, and then we count the weeks. So on a day, which is like day number 7 or day number 14 or 21, which is an exact even number of, it's an even week, so then we count the weeks. But what about on day number 22? So on day number 22, besides for saying that it's the 22nd day of the Omer, we also say, Shehem Shlosh Shavuos, it's 3 weeks, which is 21 days, and V'yom Echad the Omer, and there is one day. So the Baal HaMor says, no, there's no such mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to count the weeks, whatever week we're at, the complete number of weeks, plus the number of days that we have that are over, that are past an even week. Says the Ran, this that we do that is only a minig. It's not me'ikar adin. The ikar halacha is, there's a mitzvah in the yomi to count every night, every day, what day it is, and it's a day to count the weeks on the day when the week is completed. But otherwise, in between, there is no mitzvah to count the weeks. And it's only a minig. That is the opinion of the Ran, the Baal HaMor. The Tur in our Chaim Siman Tov Peites, the halachas of Sfira, brings down the shita of the Avi Ezri. The Avi Ezri holds is a different opinion. He says, what does it mean, mitzvah l'mimni yoimi, or mitzvah l'mimni shavui? So the mitzvah is to count the days. So the beginning of Sfira, you count the first day, the second day, the third day of Sfira, until you get to a complete week. When is a complete week? So you say it's 7 days, which is Shvuach, which is 1 week. After that week is finished, comes the eighth night, when it's already 1 week and 1 day, so then, says the Avi Ezri, there's no mitzvah to count that night is the eighth night of the Omer. There's no such mitzvah. The mitzvah is to count the days up until the weeks. That's the mitzvah. The whole mitzvah is, there's no mitzvah to count from day 1 to day 49. On day number 8, all you have is a mitzvah to say that tonight there is 1 week plus 1 day to the Omer. That is the entire mitzvah. And when we say mitzvah in the yomi, the mitzvah is only to count the days up into the weeks. Once you hit the week, so then you can say the week, you don't have to say the number of days that there are from the beginning of Sfira. So this shita is the opposite of the Baal HaMor and the Ran. The Baal HaMor and the Ran said there is no such mitzvah ever to say that tonight is one week plus 1 day. The mitzvah is to either to say that it's the eighth night, or if it's the even number of weeks, it's a mitzvah to say that it's 1 week. But to say that it's 1 week and 1 day, 1 week and 2 days, 1 week and 3 days, there's no such mitzvah. And the Avi Ezri says the opposite. The Avi Ezri says no, the only time there's a mitzvah, the mitzvah is to say that there's no mitzvah to say more than that. That's the yeshita of the Torah in the name of the Avi Ezri. The Rambam would seem to have a third opinion. And the Rambam does not hold like the Avi Ezri. The Rambam says that you count the days. The Rambam says clearly we count all the days from day number 1 to day number 49. So he agrees with the Baal HaMor. And he says you count the weeks. However, it would seem that the Rambam holds that when you're in between the weeks, when it's the 8th, 9th, and 10th day of the Omer, that part of the mitzvah, me'ikir hadin, the main part of the mitzvah is to count that it's the 10th day of the Omer, and to say that it's 1 week and 2 days or 3 days, whatever, however many days there are left over in the week. Where do we see this from the Rambam? So we see this from the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam, mitzvah Kuf Samach Aleph, mitzvah say Kuf Samach Aleph, counts the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And the Rambam has an issue. What's the Rambam's issue? The Rambam says, the Gemara said, there's a mitzvah to count the days, every day from day number 1 to day number 49, and there's also a mitzvah to count the weeks. We count all the weeks between Pesach and Shavuos. So the Rambam is bothered, the Rambam is counting all the 613 mitzvahs, he's counting all the mitzvahs that are in the Torah. So technically speaking, Sfiras HaOmer should really be two distinct mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah to count the days between Pesach and Shavuos, and there's a separate mitzvah to count the weeks between Pesach and Shavuos. So maybe we should taka say that the mitzvah to count the days and the mitzvah to count the weeks should be considered two separate mitzvahs, and in the counting of the Tarek mitzvahs, we should count them as two mitzvahs. In fact, there is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim in his Sefer told us Adam v'Chava and Chelik Adam Nesiv Dalid Chelikei. Rabbeinu Yeruchim is very mayrich over there, and he says explicitly that the mitzvah to count the days and the mitzvah to count the weeks are really two distinct mitzvahs. They're really two separate mitzvahs, and he has a whole new pshat in the Gemara. He says, since they're two distinct mitzvahs, technically speaking, you shouldn't just make one bracha, asher kedushanu mitzvah tzivanu Sfiras HaOmer, and then count the days and count the weeks. Technically speaking, you should make a bracha on counting the days, and you should make another bracha on the Sfiras HaShavuos and counting the weeks of the Omer. And we know we don't do that. We only make one bracha, Sfiras HaOmer. So Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that the Gemara says, we said before, the Gemara says that HaMeimar only counted the days and didn't count the weeks. Why? Because he said, "Bizman hazeh, it's only derabbanan, it's only a zecher lemikdash." Says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, this that Ameimar said that it's a zecher lemikdash and it's only derabbanan, he was only referring to the mitzvah of counting the weeks, not the mitzvah of counting the days. The mitzvah to count the days, ken zayin, it's very possible that it's still menat Torah, even bizman hazeh. So that's why the Ameimar counted the days, even bizman with the mizno beis hamikdash, and you couldn't bring the Omer. The mitzvah to count the weeks, that's only a zecher lemikdash. That we don't have a mitzvah bizman hazeh, because it's only a Zecher LeMikdosh, and a Meimar didn't count it at all. We don't pass like that, we count the weeks. However, Ben Yeruchim says that on a Zecher LeMikdosh, a mitzvah, that the whole point of the mitzvah is only to remind us of what was performed based on Mikdosh, Ben Yeruchim says that on such a mitzvah, you will not make a Birchas HaMitzvah, you won't make a Bracha. Now, for whatever reason, that he mentions over there, why Zecher LeMikdosh does not require a Bracha. Be as it may, the Rabbein Yeruchim says that's why we only make one bracha, because our bracha of sphere is only going on the mitzvah of counting the days and not the mitzvah of counting the weeks. Al kaponim, that's the sheet of Rabbein Yeruchim, that they consider two separate mitzvahs. However, the Rambam clearly counts the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer as only one mitzvah. So the Rambam says, well, if counting the Omer, there's a mitzvah to count the days and there's a mitzvah to count the weeks, so why is it that they're only considered one mitzvah? Why don't we consider it as two distinct mitzvahs? So the Rambam says that, true, that it would be a possibility to count the counting of the days and the counting of the weeks as two mitzvahs. So he says, but it's not the case. What's the proof that it's only one mitzvah? The haraya habrura alzeh, says the Rambam. The clear proof that it's one mitzvah, heyoseinu moinim ashvois gamkein b'chol laila b'omreinu. He said, we count the weeks every single night. Because we say, shehein kach v'kach shavuos, v'kach v'kach yomim. Says the Rambam, if there would be two separate mitzvahs, one mitzvah to count the days and another mitzvah to count the weeks, so then every night we would have a mitzvah to count the day, because every day is a new day. But you wouldn't have a mitzvah to mention the weeks every single night. When it's the seventh day of the Omer, so then it's 1 week, you'll say the weeks. When it's the 14th day, it's 2 weeks, you'll say it's 2 weeks. But when it's the eighth day, the ninth day, and the tenth day, why are we talking about weeks? Why are we mentioning that it's 1 week plus 1 day, 1 week plus 2 days, 1 week plus 3 days? Makes no sense. Why are we saying that? Says the Rambam, that's the biggest proof that really the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is one broad mitzvah, one general mitzvah, and that mitzvah is to count the days and the weeks, and the mitzvah is to count the days from day 1 through day 49. And there's a mitzvah to say that today it happens to be 1 week plus 3 days. And the hesber for the Rambam is the following. The Rambam holds that the pshat in the mitzvah of Sfira is not that you're supposed to count the days and count the weeks. The Rambam holds that every single day of Sfiras HaOmer, in this time period between the second day of Pesach and Shavuos, every single day a person has a mitzvah to count and say, what day is today? What day is Hayom? What day is today of the Omer? That is the mitzvah. So every day, on the seventh day, you'll say, well, today is 7 days, and it's 1 week. But on the eighth day, you're going to say, today is 8 days. True, it's 8 days. But how many weeks is it? It's not an exact week. Okay, it's not an exact week. But since there's a mitzvah to say what day today is, and that mitzvah means you should say how many days it is and how many weeks it is, so that mitzvah obligates the person to say today is 1 week plus 1 day. It's 1 point whatever, plus instead of saying it in a decimal point, in a fraction, in the term of a fraction, you say it is 1 week plus 1 day. There's 1 week plus 2 days. And the fact that we say it every single day, says the Rambam, that is the biggest proof that counting the days and counting the weeks are both considered, they're all considered one greater mitzvah, one big mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Al kaponim, we see from the Rambam that the Rambam disagrees with the Baal Amor, and the Baal Amor and the Ran hold that even though there's a mitzvah to count the days and count the weeks, but when you're in between the weeks, when you're on the 8th, 9th, and 10th day of the Omer, and something like that, and those days there's no mitzvah. It's only a minute to say that it's 1 week plus 1 day plus 2 days plus 3 days. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer me'ikar adin is to count every single day. Now the question is, true, there's a mitzvah to count the days, and there's a mitzvah to count the weeks. And the Rambam holds that in minyan mitzvahs to consider one mitzvah. But what happens if a person only does one without the other? What if a person only counted the days, and he left out the weeks? Or he counted the weeks, and according to the Rambam, he said that it was 1 week plus 1 day or plus 2 days. But he didn't say the total number of days. He didn't say it was the 8 days, the 8th day of the Omer, the 9th day. He only counted the weeks without the day. So if we would learn that it's two completely distinct mitzvahs, so then that would be obvious that one mitzvah would not be dependent upon the other. If you do one mitzvah, what does one mitzvah have to do with the other? The question is, what about according to the Rambam? Since we said the Rambam and these other Rishonim, also the Rambam, the Duran and the Razah, also it seems that they also agree that there is only one mitzvah to count the Omer. The Rambam, it's clear like that, like we said, there's only one mitzvah to count the Omer. And this mitzvah has two components, to count the days and count the weeks. So then we could discuss what's the Hakadah Halacha. Is the pshat that since it's one mitzvah, so then it all has to be part of one mitzvah, and if you only do the weeks without the days without the weeks, you're not mikayin the mitzvah at all. It's not considered anything, or do we say no? True, in minyan mitzvahs, it's considered one mitzvah, but it could be that it's possible for one mitzvah to have different parts that are not ma'akiv each other. That one, you can, it's possible to fulfill the mitzvah, to fulfill part of the mitzvah without fulfilling the other part of the mitzvah. An example would be, the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis. The mitzvah to wear tzitzis has two parts. There's a mitzvah to wear the white strings, the lovan, and there's a mitzvah to wear tcheles. There's a mitzvah to wear tcheles. Now, bizman hazeh, we don't have tcheles. We don't have the blue strings. We don't know what dye, where the dye comes from. So we only wear the lovan. We don't wear the tcheles. So the Gemara says that they're not ma'akif. You can be mekayin the mitzvah with one without the other. Says the Rambam, that doesn't mean that tchelis and lovan are two mitzvahs. In minyan mitzvahs, we only consider wearing tzitzis as one mitzvah. But even though it's one mitzvah, the mitzvah has two parts, and the two parts are not ma'akev each other. So who adin over here? We could say the same thing by sphira, that even though there's a mitzvah to count the days and count the weeks, the two parts of the mitzvah are not necessarily ma'akev. So the Magen Avraham says, in Simin Tov Peites, Sifkat and Dalet, Magen Avraham says clearly, that if you count the days without the weeks, he says, you're yaitza bin the mitzvah, if you count the days without the weeks. Says the Magen Avraham, why you yaitza? He says, I have a proof that you yaitza, because the Gemara says that Amemar counted the days without the weeks. He left out the weeks. And he said, oh, since Bisman is that, it's Zeichel HaMikdash, it's only the Rabbanon. So you yaitza the days without the weeks. So the Magen Avraham says, even though we don't paskin like a Meimar, we hold that really you're supposed to count the weeks, but that much we can take out of the Gemara, and we see from the Gemara that at least, the very least, Vidi Eved, the weeks are not ma'akid the days, and you could be mekayim the mitzvah of the Sirus Omer by saying the days, even without saying the weeks. At the very least, Bisman Hazeh, that the mitzvah is Sirus Midrabbanon. The implication of the Magen Avraham would be that if it would be Minat Torah, when the mitzvah Sirus Omer Minat Torah, then it would be Ma'akif. And then we would say that since there's a mitzvah to count the days and the weeks, so then by just counting one without the other, you would not be Yotzeh. So the Magen Avraham says, since it's only Midr Rabbanon, fine. So it's Midr Rabbanon, so they're not Ma'akif each other. The Magen Avraham continues. He says, what happens if you count the weeks without the days? So the weeks without the days, we don't have a Gemara. The Gemara only says that Amemar counted the days and left out the weeks. So we can't bring a proof from the Gemara that if you count the weeks without the days that you're Yotzeh. However, the Magen Avraham says that I have a different proof. I have a different proof that if you count the weeks without the days, you're Yotzeh. And he says, it's mashed like that from the Tur. You see from the Tur that if you count the weeks without the days, you're Yotzeh. Now, if somebody looks in the Tur, it doesn't say, the Tur never mentions explicitly such a halacha that counting the weeks without the days, you're yaitza. There's no such tour. And the Mefarshim on the Magen Avraham, the Machtz HaShekel, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Chayki Yaakov over there, and Simen Tov Peites, both ask on the Magen, where do you see anything from the tour that that you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah with the weeks without the days? So they both answer that the source for the Magen Avraham is this that we mentioned earlier. We mentioned earlier that there is a shita that the Torah brings down, the shita of the Avi Ezri. The Avi Ezri says the opposite. We said the Avi Ezri said that there's no mitzvah to say that tonight is the 22nd day of the Omer. There's no such mitzvah. The mitzvah is only to say however many weeks there are tonight, and to say however many days there are left over after the weeks. That's the min. So when we talk about Eretz Svira, let's say, Lamashal, on the 22nd day of the Omer,
Yom Chav Beis La'Omer, we say that today is the 22nd day of La'Omer, which is 3 weeks in 1 day. So according to the Avi Ezri, if you only say the weeks part, you say today is 3 weeks in 1 day, they're already Yotzi, you're already Mekayim the Mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham says, in the Machzah Shekel explains the Magen Avraham, that what the Magen Avraham meant to say was that if you counted the weeks and you left out the days, you could be Yotzi B'di'eved, because at the very least you can rely on the Shita of the Avi Ezri. The Shita of the Avi Ezri is that by saying just the weeks and out the days, you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So therefore, says the Magen Avraham, says that that's what the Magen Avraham meant when the Magen Avraham said that's what we see from the Torah, and therefore you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Again, we see from the Magen Avraham that's only the because you're relying on that Shita. Really, truthfully, according to the opinion of the Rambam, that there is a Mitzvah to count the days and the weeks, it would seem that they would be Ma'ak of each other.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.